Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Joe Taylor. As Jim Anderson of the Minneapolis Star Tribune wrote, when Huck Finn and his friend Jim took to the Mississippi River in that flimsy raft on their fictitious adventure, Mark Twain conjured only the moon and a dim lantern's light to guide them. They could have used a geotourism website. An ambitious initiative aims to link together all 10 states bordering the river so that tourists from Paris, France to Paris, Tennessee will be able to enlist a one-stop website to plan trips themed around things like historic sites, parks, or food. While geotourism encourages treading lightly on the environment, it's also about experiences that are authentic to a place rather than contrived. People don't travel to states, they travel to experiences, James Dion of the National Geographic Society said. The website would be built based on information gathered from hundreds of tourist-related businesses all along the river and posted at no cost, backed by the experience and marketing of the National Geographic Society. It's much more than a website that connects tourism businesses across the river corridor. It would involve branding the river as a unique, world-class tourist destination, raising awareness of the river's cultural heritage and sparking local tourism planning and growth. The Mississippi River Initiative is the largest geotourism project ever undertaken. Our goal is to inspire people to care about the planet, Dion said. The idea was that National Geographic would put together a program to help draw tourists to other parts of our country. Americans often overlook what the Mississippi River has to offer and see it as just part of a transportation system or just one big drainage ditch, he said. The geotourism plan counters that view and gives tourists a chance to understand what the river is about, whether their interests are in museums, foods, parks, or wildlife refuges. Though the geotourism concept is in the early planning stage, initial local response has been positive. The Mississippi River is a big part of the brand of promoting tourism. It puts the focus on one of the great rivers in the world. Fundraising and selling the benefits of geotourism along the Mississippi River are the current focal points. The immediate goal is to raise at least $900,000 over 2 years. But it's all about branding the Mississippi River as the international icon that it is. It's the best thing we can do.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.